Now we have listeners. Hey guys, I'm Zach.
And I'm Liz.
And this is
My Favorite Burger.
Was that good?
We're working on it.
Welcome back, guys. The response to last week's episode was overwhelming. I think Sam said they feel like people were going to like it. So thank you from the bottom of our burgers.
Thank you. Our burgers are inflamed with joy.
Our burgers overfloweth. I know it's been a while since Liz and I are back, but we're back and burger than ever going into 2022 with a new attitude, new mindset, new podcast. How was New York?
It was fine. You know, so we were supposed to go to Mama Fuku. Do you know Mama Fuku?
Excuse me.
David Chang.
We're going to get another explicit rating. Sam, bleep that out.
It's a noodle bar in New York City. This guy, David Chang, he's a chef. He's kind of like cool chef.
Ooh, he sounds cool.
I was so excited to go, and we had to cancel everything. So it was good. It was fine. It was, you know, I went on Friday and came back today, so it was not that long. But
it's always nice to get away, though.
To Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, maybe not.
You have a way cooler hometown, okay?
I don't know. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. I've been lucky to get to go to a lot of, like, beaches and parks. It's been nice.
So what did you do for dinner yesterday?
Tapas.
Yeah.
So good.
I love tapas. Aren't we so happy that we're over that point where when we say tapas, people know what we're talking about, and it's not like topless?
There was a rough few years there. Never forget. Yeah.
Yep. I actually went to Spain. I was like, yeah, they're really into like these tapas bars. And everyone was like, what? And I was like, We went to Madrid and I didn't know anyone on the trip. And I kind of buddied up with these other two girls that were best friends. And so we went to this tapas bar and we way over ordered and they wouldn't let us leave. They locked the door until we had like finished the food.
Wait, this sounds like a dream.
We were stuffed.
Lock me in a room with tapas.
But they locked the door to the restaurant and like wouldn't let us out. And I finally just started like screaming at them. And we paid and left, and it was so weird. And we ended up getting lost. And it started pouring rain. And then this man who was doing like street cleaning pulled over, and he started walking towards me with a plastic garbage bag, and then like put it over my head. But he had popped a hole in the top to make us have like ponchos.
Oh. So, I thought he was taking you hostage.
And so did we. And we froze
what a nice surprise.
And screamed. And then we were like, oh, he just doesn't want us to get rained upon. Then we like we ended up getting a cab, and I have like this great picture with these two random girls, and we're like laughing hysterically in the back of the cab with garbage bags on.
That's ridiculous. I don't know if it's the same in Madrid, but when I was in Barcelona, the taxi drivers were very scary. Like not scary people, scary drivers.
Scary drivers, yeah. I don't remember that. I think that was probably one of the only taxis I took.
Well, you might not have been able to really see out of
the garbage bag.
Did you watch Don't Look Up or Don't Look Down?
Don't Look Up. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It's so good. And,
is it?
Jennifer Lawrence has a bag on her head for part of it. But yeah, it's really good. It's funny, but it's also kind of like terrifyingly accurate about like where humanity is right now. So it's an interesting watch.
All right. Good recommendation. I will check it out. I tried to watch Being the Ricardos or Becoming the Ricardos.
I couldn't get through it.
No, we didn't either.
And I love Lucy and I love Nicole Kidman.
Same.
What happened? It was so boring.
I don't know. We couldn't get through it either.
You know what I did? Listen to, even though I didn't watch the documentary beforehand like you told me to. What I didn't listen to is you. But what I did listen to is the Kid Cudi album.
Ooh.
I really liked the album a lot.
Good.
If this makes any sense, it kind of reminded me of like Frank Ocean mixed with Dua Lipa.
Well, so part of the documentary, they don't specifically, they do speak of Frank Ocean. I don't think Dua Lipa was on anyone's radar quite yet, but the idea is that he kind of started this movement after Kanye. But you know that the Pursuit of Happiness song has that band MGMT in it.
Oh, I love MGMT. I didn't know they were in
that. I do too. Yeah.
But yeah, I loved the Kid Cudi album. I thought it was really like experimental. I love when people just sing things in a unique way.
Right. So that's kind of, so Biz Markie just died this year. And when he sings that song, "Hey, you got what I need."
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
He wasn't supposed to sing the song.
Who
and
was
the
it
guy
for?
Didn't. I mean, I'm sure it was somebody that I recognized when I read it in the paper. I mean, the internet.
but you print it.
I printed it out on paper. Yeah. They just were like, "This is your day. This is your shot. You've got the studio time." And he was like, "I'll do it." But I agree. I think that stuff is really interesting and cool.
Yeah, it was a fun album. I listened to it on a long drive last week.
What car do you use?
I borrow my siblings' cars. Like,
oh, okay.
We all live so close to each other that they're able to have an older brother that can't afford one.
Oh, and because the thing that came to mind, I was like, I wonder if Zipcar is still a thing because there's Uber.
Right. I guess it's still good for people who like need to get somewhere and just don't want someone to drive them.
Is that what Bumble is?
I think Bumble is like only women can choose who can chat with them back.
That's ridiculous. Do you know how many guys that I've dated that I'm the one that's been like, "Hi, I'm Liz." And they turn out to be like total turds. And I'm like, well, I have to be stuck with them forever because I chose them.
Right. Just because you're the gatekeeper does not mean you're opening the right gates.
Yeah, exactly. No. Obviously, I've opened every wrong gate.
Same. From both sides. I mean, on the way out, it ain't much better. Whatever that means.
I don't know.
This is vodka. And with that, we'll take a break. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. Take a deep breath, like half in, half out. Close your eyes. Are you picturing it?
Picturing what?
It's the end of a long, productive day.
Okay, yep, I got it.
There's nothing left to do except get a good night's sleep on the most comfortable sheets in the world.
The ones from all those other podcasts? We can't afford them.
Well, today's episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by Brooklinens. They're cheap, they're comfy, and they're eco-friendly.
So like getting Z's without spending G's?
Exactly. Plus, a percentage of all of their profits goes directly to charity. Savings code BURGER.
Wow, we can finally rest easy and cheap.
Sleep woke and don't go broke with Brooklinens. Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
valid at time of listening. Have you seen the Mariah Carey McDonald's ads that are going around right now?
Yes, and is it weird that I love them?
So I love them too, and let's get down to why, because I think it's important. So I think that Mariah Carey thinks that her McDonald's campaign is classy because she gets to say, "This year you don't get the Mariah meal, you get an entire Mariah menu." And I just don't think having an entire McDonald's menu is, like, the level of classy she thinks. Just for someone who has achieved what she's achieved at this point, and for someone who has had the PR catastrophes that she's had at this point, like, putting your name all over a fast food menu, I don't know. I don't know if that's the move.
Wait, but is the menu that different? I mean, did it invent anything different?
I honestly haven't looked past
the McRaya flurry. It comes with only green M&Ms. I think there was like a rumor that one of them, and I mean like Mariah, Whitney, or J-Lo had like a thing where it was like only green M&Ms or no green M&Ms or something was like, does that sound familiar?
In the J-Lo masterpiece, The Wedding Planner, Matthew McConaughey's character only eats the brown M&Ms because he surmises incorrectly that they will not have added coloring. Because they're chocolate.
So it's like just chocolate? Oh, Matthew. As somebody who worked at a Dairy Queen when they were 19, the McFlurry is always very disappointing.
The Blizzard is 100,000 times better.
I blizzarded it up when I was there.
Did you ever say that you put the Liz in Blizzard?
I did.
I knew you would.
Consulate.
Welcome to Dairy Queen, where we put the Liz in Blizzard.
That was not a drive-up job, but I kind of like I'm secretly wanting to be a person who works at a drive-thru.
I would maybe enjoy it for one customer, and then I would want to leave.
Yeah. So then I have this question for you. If you could take a job getting paid what you get paid right now, but it wasn't, it could be any job, what do you think you would do?
Literally, I have two answers. I would want to try out being a beekeeper. I don't want to do it in space. I want to wear the astronaut suit. I just want to be a beekeeper for a day, maybe. Okay. But then my real, like, dream job, if I could choose anything and get paid well for it, is I think they're called Foley technicians. Do you know what those are?
No.
So they're the people who get sent the TV shows and the movies without any added sound. And they sit in these weird warehouses and they like invent ways to like crunch lettuce so that it sounds like someone's face was punched and like making up weird sounds.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, that is a cool job.
But you know, they always show them and they're like watching the movie on a big screen and they're like throwing like a spoonful of peanut butter into like a sink full of like waffles and marshmallows because it'll make the perfect sound.
That is a very, very cool job.
What would you do?
Okay, so I think, so now my job sounds ridiculous, but...
I don't know why I had that in the back pocket either.
So good though. Well, I was more thinking of like, I kind of think that like a school janitor was always kind of a cool job. Like it's like just keep the school clean is the job description. Like and safe, clean and safe. And I kind of like love that idea of just like going through and like you just clean it. I also always thought that machine where they went back and forth polishing the floor was really cool.
That is cool. And but think about the bathrooms.
Well, so you're right. And then like high school would be hard for me because I'd be like, I totally am going to be friends with the coolest girl in school this year. But I'm the janitor.
Think about all the amazing gossip the janitor probably gets.
I know. And the like the lost notes.
Yes.
Do they still do that? Pass notes?
I assume kids don't even know what that. They probably pass cell phones around.
Like, check my notes app.
Oh my God. If kids don't know that feeling of like pouring your heart out onto a lined piece of notebook paper, folding it up into the tiniest little square and getting it intercepted by this old, like, middle-aged human who's like gonna scold you about it, that's so scary.
Or just the anticipation and that like anxiety of writing like your BFF Liz, and then you're like, will they say BFF back? Will they say BFF back? And then they do, and you're like, today is a good day.
And then you save that note forever.
Yes.
And I have it here today. No, I don't.
So I had cleaned out my apartment and I had found on this in this bottom drawer of this desk like five magazines that were all about the Brad Pitt Jennifer Aniston breakup. So apparently I was like really torn about that. And I found this note from me to my friend who I'm actually still friends with, and I used the word reefer at one point. And
was it the 70s?
So goofy.
That is so funny. Oh my God. When we first started working together, do you know what you had hanging on your cubicle? It wasn't about Jennifer Aniston. It was about Shiloh.
Jolie Pitt?
Yes, Shiloh Jolie Pitt. It was a headline that was like, "Let Shiloh be Shiloh."
Shiloh Jolie Pitt, or SJP, by the way.
Yeah.
He's SJP. I never, ever thought that Shiloh Jolie Pitt was the same as Sarah Jessica Parker.
Me neither. That is the type of breaking news that our fans can expect.
SJP.
She's got to do a cameo on the new Chris Noth show.
I know.
Show.
I don't. the Mr. Big spinoff in hell.
I think Harvey Weinstein wanted to produce it.
I heard that too. I read that in Variety.
So I guess you got into improv because you were working at that improv bar. I got into that improv bar because you were doing improv. That improv place was fun though.
Yeah, it was fun. It had its ups, I guess. I like never fit in, and I felt like the whole time I should have fit in, and then I didn't fit in. I don't know.
I've been there to the improv place. I mean, no. Okay, so I wanted to in the theme of Christmas spirit. I found this thing in Christmas time of 2014. A letter sent by a little human named Thea got intercepted for some reason by the mailroom at my office building. She sent this letter to Santa, and we got it by mistake. And because we couldn't actually get in touch with Santa for her, what we did is we sent her back. We went around the whole office and we got people to write her holiday cards. Like we said, we were Santa's elves. And so I'm going to read you her letter that she sent back to us after she received probably 30 letters from Santa's elves. So she said, "Dear elves of Boston, I'm so overwhelmed and overjoyed about my wonderful postcards. I'm so happy that I was chosen for this. Thank you so much. I now definitely believe so much more. I love all the beautiful pictures. Do you do this every year? I love fireworks, but not the sound. My favorite building is the Eiffel Tower in Paris. I love popcorn, but not dipped in chocolate. My friends have been very good this year. I'm so amazed that you actually got my letter and knew about my drawings and the Ken Barbie doll. I hope you have an amazing Christmas. I'm so glad you got my list. Love, Thea the Human. P.S. Have a Happy New Year." Isn't that cute?
Well, that's so cute, but, I mean, Thea didn't really write that back.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I mean, somebody who believes in Santa?
She's age 10. I believe she wrote this.
I want you to reread the first two sentences as a 10-year-old.
Okay. Like in a 10-year-old's voice?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, Thea.
"Dear Elves of Boston.
Keep going.
I'm so overwhelmed."
Her mom wrote this. All right, we're going to have the handwriting analyzed. I'm vouching for Thea. And
okay, well, maybe Thea's very advanced. And now Thea, age 18, is going to Harvard.
You know, I just hope she's found Santa's address. At this point, I mean, is she still sending letters?
She thinks that student address.
Sam, bleep it. all right, Liz. So another burger in the books.
Yeah.
What is your favorite burger of the week?
My favorite burger this week is very selfish.
Oh, I love selfish burgers.
Okay. I walked out of a 7-Eleven the other day, and there was this guy sitting in his car waiting for his friend to come back out of the 7-Eleven, and he smiled at me, and I smiled at him because he smiled at me, and then I got in my car, and I looked back, and he smiled and then laughed and shook his head, and then I smiled and laughed and did like a with my hand, and I drove off, and He was very handsome. And I just, it made my day. It made my burger.
You were in a rom-com.
It really did. I was in a rom-com for sure. And like every time I go back to that 7-Eleven, I think he's going to be there. But
he's not. Are you just like.
Not yet.
You just hanging out there now?
I just chill by Redbox.
It's a good place to hang.
But that was my favorite burger. It really made my day.
That's a really good one. I love it.
I still got it, boys. Ooh. Zach, what's your favorite burger?
Okay. So my favorite burger this week is kind of a tale of horror and redemption and survival, all tangled up into one. My favorite burger this week is the Diane Sawyer interview with two of the Turpin daughters. Have you seen this? Did you see this?
Hell yes.
Oh my God.
I saw it.
So for anyone who doesn't know, the Turpin family, first of all, Google a picture of the Turpin parents and tell me you wouldn't know that they were doing what I'm about to tell you they were doing. I mean, their haircuts.
Especially that dad's haircut. Yeah. Wait, what did they call them? Were they House of Horrors?
House of Horrors, yeah.
Right, which I think
was already taken by H.H. Holmes, but we'll let them borrow it. So the Turpin family, with these wild haircuts, they were keeping their 13 or 15 children locked up and chained to beds for like 29 years, didn't let them go to school, told the government that their home was a homeschool, but it was a house of horrors. And they endured decades of torture, malnourishment, and abuse until Jordan Turpin jumped out the window and into a Diane Sawyer interview. There were some moments in between. But it was amazing to see these women talk about their experiences. They've still been experiencing hardships, which is so sad, but they're becoming so strong and they're advocating for themselves. It was a really interesting look into the psychology of being a victim in that way. Hearing her interactions with the cops on the night she escaped was very fascinating. I think it was also a tale of redemption for Diane Sawyer.
Fair enough.
I think...
Because of Britney.
Yeah. I mean, we saw Diane Sawyer turn her Britney interview into a little house of horrors. And I think she was very respectful, very accepting, and very comforting to these girls. And it was just an awesome interview. It's a horrific story, but hopefully it has a happy ending, or continues to have a happier ending. And I just thought it was a very, very well done special. 2020, I think it was, or 60 Minutes?
2020. No, definitely 2020, because I have it. I have that that Hulu's me.
But yeah, if so anything, good. Even if you don't watch the Diane Sawyer interview, look at Mr. Turpin's haircut. If you have anyone in your life like that, act on it. Report them. They have 13 kids chained to beds in the basement.
Yeah.
Whew.
No, it was wild, and I couldn't get over how poised both of them were. But I think that just was a testament to how unbelievably terrible their lives were. That even though right now it seems like their lives are still pretty difficult, it's so much better than what it was.
Right.
I also loved the part where Diane was like, okay, pretend to be me. And they kind of made fun of her. And it was so great.
That
and
was
it just
amazing.
Like kind of lightened up the end of that whole thing. But yeah, it's so sad. It also, by the way, I love this burger so much. They have kind of the same thing where they're so secluded from the rest of the world, and they're so secluded from like watching TV or talking to any outside person, that they have all of these speech impediments and they don't know how to like pronounce words. It's almost like twin language when you have twins and they can like kind of like speak the same. That part broke my fucking heart.
I think that people take for granted how much of an impact nurture has versus nature. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole nature versus nurture argument. Obviously, both are important. But I think a really memorable part of the 2020 special was they have the actual audio and I think some video footage of the escape, when Jordan escaped and she was talking to the cops, and you really right. realize the impact of nature versus nurture, because the cops are asking her questions that to any of us would seem simple. They're saying,
right.
what street are you on? They're saying, are you at an intersection?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what that means. She doesn't know what a street is.
And he says to her at one point about medication, and she had never like really heard. She was like, I sort of know what that means, but I don't know what
medication
means.
Yeah, she was like, what's a medication? Yeah, they all have their own vocabulary that they developed inside a very small, scary world.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great interview, and I hope that it'll bring attention to them, because they've been rescued from their parents' house of horrors, but mm-hmm. they've been put into kind of foster systems and housing systems that haven't really done them right either. So right. anyway, I hope the Diane Sawyer thing will shed some light on that.
Yeah, me too. Now I think my favorite burger is so shallow.
No. Listen, every burger has its purpose.
No, I'm just kidding. That I appreciate yours so much. I really loved that 2020, Zach. It was so good. I mean, I was shaken by it, and I did think Diane Sawyer did a great job.
Yeah, sure. I don't know about you, but there are boxes all over my apartment.
Wait, why?
Well, it's because I'm such a frequent patron of today's sponsor.
This episode of My Favorite Burger is brought to you by online shopping. From groceries to luxuries, they've got it all.
And honestly, you cannot beat the convenience. Next time you find yourself using online shopping, try entering savings code BURGER at checkout.
See what happens and enjoy.
Savings code subject to change.
Dependent on participation.
Potentially imaginary and
may no longer
be valid at time of listening.
Is saying porch pirate pejorative?
Not anymore.
I was also really psyched when they said that when Britney became free, after Free Britney was Britney Free.
Yeah.
And I was like, what song are they going to sing outside the courthouse? And I was like, so waiting and waiting.
What did they sing?
And that's all they did over and over again. And I was like, perfect. It was perfect. Sometimes I free.
Have you heard the Britney and Jamie Lynn song that they did together? Britney and Jamie Lynn.
No.
Oh my God.
What? Is it country?
It's going to be your favorite burger. It's called Chillin' With You.
Oh, how do you spell with you?
I'm not sure, but you'll find it. It's about two sisters who like different kinds of wine.
Wait, is Jamie Lynn at least 21 at this point?
Unclear.
Oh, snap. Oh my God. Do you remember when you and I, you and I went to Nahant Beach when that seagull ate my hot dog at my hand?
Yes. Was pissed. Because you littered.
I had never taken a bite of it. I had turned around after paying the woman the money, and the seagull didn't, not with its talons, with its beak, flew down mid-flight, didn't stop flying, kept its wings going, nabbed the hot dog out of the bun and left me with a bun, and then I ran to you, and I hid under the towel screaming, and then you're saying he then got mad at me for littering?
Because the seagull took the wrapper, like the paper that the hot dog was sitting in, or the paper tray that it was in.
The bun was in, yeah.
And
yeah.
You and I were like cracking up. He said something like, you're not supposed to put your trash there or something, or like, or like the garbage can's right behind you or something. Like,
I would never have littered on purpose. I was just recently somewhere that it said like, beware the blah, blah, blah will take your hot dogs, but it wasn't a seagull. And I was like, they're not joking.
Yeah, watch your hot dogs.
This is serious.
I have one friend in my life who I have personally witnessed four different birds shit on her at separate times. Like, she just always gets bird shit on her. this one
and,
person.
And there's always that one asshole in the group that's like, it's good luck. And you're like, how?
And you really can't tell that to someone who has it happen to them every few months.
Why does it happen so much to
her? And like other people who I know are like with her when it happens. And they're like, yeah, Ashley had a bird crap on her shoulder. And I'm like, there's no way.
Funny. It's only happened to me once, and I remember when it was. I was like in high school, and we were in New York City, and like I was like, we were talking about getting crapped on by a bird, but I was like, I've never gotten pooped on by a bird. And then like 2 hours later, we were all standing there. I had this JanSport backpack with my hands like this, and went right on my shoulder. Everyone was like, plus we were on this youth group church thing when none of us were really religious. We were all like, is it God?
or is there no God? I don't think I've ever had a bird shit on me. I've shit on a few birds, but.
Hell yeah.
You know, like at super fancy, elegant weddings or like ceremonies, they'll do like a dove release, like a release of the doves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the doves would call it that. Like, that's named, it's named after the last moment. Like, to the doves, it would be like a dove kidnapping.
Yeah. Because
the doves have been in the cage, right, all weekend. And at the ceremony, we do a dove release, I guess. But like,
right. Yeah. And by the way, those are just pigeons spray painted white.
Are doves really just white pigeons?
I think so. I don't know. Birds are so gross. Because isn't that the same with like swans and geese?
Oh, I can't accept that.
Birds are not something I'm into.
Swans are not geese.
Okay.
But pigeons might be doves. Okay. They might be. And I'm looking at... you know what the good thing about the internet is? You can always rest assured that, like, you're never the first one to ask a crazy question.
Right.
Like, I Google, is a swan a goose? And, like, not only are there so many people who have asked the question, there are people who have, like, comparison photos to show me, like, how to tell when it's not a goose and when it's a swan instead.
Yeah. It's comforting.
It is. It is.
Don't you love when CAPTCHA asks you, are you a robot? And I always click it and say, I am not a robot.
I love that.
Omicron.
Liz, I think that's going to do it for this week.
That's a wrap.
Everyone, thank you again for tuning in. If the burger's good, we hope you'll be back.
And we're done. I don't know.
God damn, I wish we didn't have to be politically correct. This is a good riff. Yeah.